Hello.
Hello, my name is Alex. We are calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. And could you please tell me, when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
Thank you. There is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one would take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like the state legislature, will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary election? Definitely,
yes.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. I'll definitely vote.
Thank you. Tell me if you have a very favorable, someone favorable, someone unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. The first one is Victoria Nive.
I'm neutral. I don't know her.
Okay. Jasmine Simon.
Who?
Jasmine Simon.
I don't know her either.
Ron Kirk?
Yep, don't know him.
About Planned Parenthood?
Planned Parenthood?
Yes.
Yeah, favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Nathan Johnson?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Clay Jenkins?
Very favorable.
Joe Biden?
Not so much.
That would be someone unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Roland Gutierrez?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
I don't know him.
I'm sorry,
what did you say?
About Roland Gutierrez. Very favorable, someone favorable, someone
very favorable. Very favorable.
Thank you. Elizabeth Ginsburg.
I don't know that person.
Colin Allred.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you have to choose today?
I don't have enough information. I've not been following that race.
Okay. Which of the following five issues do you care about the most? The first one says, guns, sensible gun sales laws require red flags, mental background checks, and raising the age of 21 for buying assault-style weapons. Number two, education. Governor Abbott voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay. Number three, voting rights. Restriction on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy. Number four, abortion. Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedom. Or five, local control. A state Republican preempting local laws on growth control, zoning, and working rights. Which of the following five issues do you care about the most?
You know, the issue that I care about the most, more than any of those issues, because this one issue affects everything in our life, and that is climate change, and it is really disturbing that y'all don't have that on the poll. Because it does, nothing else matters. There won't be schools to go to. There won't be, there'll be abortions for sure. There'll be a lot of babies die. So I'm really angry that the Democrats continue to not put climate change on their survey.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much for your opinion. And about these five options, would if you have to choose one as the most important,
I'm not.
What
I don't have. I do not have to choose anything. I don't have to choose anything because I am tired of being put in the position where I have to choose something other than climate change. So I know that's not your fault, but that's where I am. And
okay,
so you can just tell them I'm not going to choose because they don't have climate change.
Okay, no worries. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? Number one with the most liberal position on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party. Or number two, one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independent and crossover voters with a pro-Joe business-friendly message.
I want the most progressive Democrat I can get because crossover voters in Texas is a myth. Those people are not going to vote for Democrats, and if we would get really good Democrats to run, then more Democrats would vote.
Thank you. Now we are halfway through the survey. We're almost done. I need you to please write each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Daphne Simon. Leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does no impact on your opinion. The first one says,
I don't know her. I have to research her. I don't know.
Okay. No worries.
I'm going to always vote for the Democrat. I'm never going to vote for a Republican.
Yes, this is just for you to get to know her. If you are not sure about that, I mean, you can tell me. No worries. The first one
says, they need to promote her better.
Okay, Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education. Will this make definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact on your vote?
I don't really have enough information.
Okay.
To say, I'm sorry.
No worries. Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie. Will this make you definitely vote for her? Probably does not impact.
Well, I like that, but I don't think it would make me definitely vote for her, maybe.
Okay, that would be probably or does not impact.
Well, I probably is a little strong, but maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, just put that. I mean, I would rather have maybe, but I don't get the choices. Sorry.
No worries, ma'am. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. This will make you definitely vote, probably, or does no impact?
Probably.
Thank you. Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans. Definitely vote, probably vote, does not impact.
What epidemic did you say?
Fentanyl.
Fentanyl epidemic?
Yeah, fentanyl epidemic. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is.
Fentanyl.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
No worries. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorsed Jasmine Simon because she is a fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to defend Morgan Mayer in November. Definitely vote, probably, or does not impact.
Oh, wait, is she is she running against Morgan Mayer?
No. It says that it's going to, it's a fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need, to defeat Morgan Mayer in November.
Yeah, I'll vote for anybody against Morgan Mayer.
Okay, that will be definitely four or probably.
Yeah, just put definitely four. I will definitely want to get rid of him.
Thank you. Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense, problem-solving approach. Definitely vote, probably vote, or does not impact.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely vote for her. Every one of them. I mean, I didn't know she was running against Morgan. I will definitely vote for her.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is running to end the Republican extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger. Definitely vote.
I will definitely vote for her on every one of them.
Thank you. In Austin, Jasmine will stand for local control to keep big government out of local communities.
Yeah, we need that.
Definitely, probably.
Definitely.
Thank you. And we're almost done. Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican super majority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against woman freedom, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ+ community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professionals, women, and businesses.
Yeah, I'll definitely vote.
Thank you. Jasmine and her husband have raised their three children in the Park City. This will definitely vote, probably vote. Does not impact.
Definitely.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. Definitely both?
Yes.
Probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. And the last two, Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living in the American dream. Definitely both. Probably. Does not impact.
Definitely.
Thank you. And Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reform, like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you so much. And now Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a Respect Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm and longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all this information about Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you have to choose today?
Who's running against her?
I'm sorry?
Who did you say was running against her?
Well, they're working together, Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Oh. They're running against each other?
On the Democratic Party, yes.
I don't have enough information.
Okay, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. You can rate each of the following statement about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg, and it will cause definitely vote against them, probably vote against them or no matter to you. Lynn Ginsburg's losing record shows she is not the right Democrat to win HD 108 in 2022, when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents. Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer, and there is no reason to believe she is a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republican today. This will make Lou, they definitely vote against her, probably vote against her, or it does not matter.
I don't know. That's a lot. How many more of these are there? Because I've got something I've got to do.
We are in the 80%. Basically, we all, this is the last part.
Yeah, that's a lot. That was a lot, so I don't know the answer to that.
Okay, no worries. And Jasmine Sibon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. This will make you definitely vote against her, probably vote against her, or does not matter.
Is that the one we've been talking about who was running against Morgan?
Yes. Jasmine Sibon.
I think I'll probably vote for her, but I don't know. I've got to study it.
Okay, but remember that the option in here, there it says that based on these will make you definitely vote against her, or probably vote against her.
I'm not. Well, I don't know. I just don't have enough information. I'm sorry.
No worries. Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in the Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. This will make you definitely vote against her, probably vote against her, or it does not matter.
Yeah, I probably would vote against her for that.
Thank you. If Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they needed effective fighters in the legislature, but Liz Ginsburg is losing to Morgan Mayer by a large margin just 2 years ago, shows she is not able to bring the change Texas needs. This will make you definitely vote against her, probably vote against her, or no matter.
No matter.
Thank you. And Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributes money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier. Denier. And impeached for abuse of power. This will make definitely vote against her, probably against
Definitely vote against her.
Thank you. And after hearing all this information, which candidate, Lynn Ginsburg or Jasmine Sibon, would you vote in the Democratic primary if you have to choose today?
Well, Sibon, but I would like to have more information.
Thank you. Lastly, having heard all the information in this poll, what would you say is the most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas, a state house, should fight for? This is an open question. You can give me your opinion here.
I want them to fight for climate change so our children have a future.
Okay. Just that, or would you like to add something else?
No, that's all.
Thank you. And for just for clarification purposes, the last two questions. Could you please tell me if your age is between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
65 and up.
Thank you. What is the last grade you completed in school?
Some college.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, someone conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your ethnic or racial background? African-American, Latino, Asian, Arab, white?
White.
And this concludes our sermon. Thank you so much for your time. Please enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you for what you're doing.
You're more than welcome. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Qué larga esta cosa.